Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see, that is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun. It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
What is happening right now? January 10th, 2015, live from Studio G, wondering who we stroked at the kiss of midnight. We're back for another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find Fat Guy Radio Show. Like us and follow us. Interact with the show while also spreading the word. And now, here's Corey with today's show sponsor.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. As the new year brought out the new you, well, Amazon has geared up for everything you'll need for a new you in the new year. Running shoes, workout clothes, diet books, self-improvement books, and more. Don't go at it alone in the new year. If you're going to make that change, start with Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and share the link with a friend. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Thank you, Corey. Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Mother New Year. Sorry.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Lip, I'm sorry. It's the new year.
Guess what time that was at?
I don't know. What?
420.
At 420.
At 420.
It was at 420.
Gotta get high.
We are not going to start the new year off with a whole lot of damn bleeps. It's just not going to happen. Yeah, there's another one for you, Lip. Sorry about that.
I guess you're going to edit this.
Man, I'm sorry. I can't do it, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
2015. It's my first year back. Get somebody to give him a pen so he can write down all these times. This is ridiculous. Get a hold of yourself, Lip.
Come on. Get a hold of yourself, Lip.
Lip, I'm sorry. We won't do this to you anymore. I'll learn how to watch my mouth when we're on the air. I promise. I won't, you know, because that's some, you know, somebody should not be putting this type of pressure on you for my first show back in 2015. I should not be doing this. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to dump this in that section, right?
Right.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's a big one. Jesus.
Hey, you gotta go for the jugular.
You sure did go for the jugular. You killed that
bit. You gotta go.
And the funny thing is before the show, Philippia says, oh, I won't need my pad. There's no cussing on this show. It's 2015, Lip, and I'm back, man. Bitches.
We did a whole minute and 10 seconds of just cursing.
I'm sorry, Lip.
Listen, sorry. I'll dump that whole clip.
I'll hang out with you.
I ain't hanging out. I'm leaving.
I'll hang out with you to help you edit. Nah,
that ain't happening.
Happy New Year, everybody.
New Year's like 3 weeks ago.
No, it is New Year for me. This is my first show of 2015.
Did you just wake up out of the closet or what?
I know, right? What happened?
Yo, you just go ahead. You
going back from Tijuana?
You hold your butts for this because I'm coming after y'all for that crap y'all pulled on last week's show. Don't think I wasn't listening. Don't think I wasn't watching. But I was when you guys took over the show last week. You and Ryan Scott and all you guys just piling on the big fat guy. Skinny people, fat people. People already know they're fat, so keep reminding them because it's funny. Don't be surprised if I pop up and show up on Tuesday night when you guys are taping Full Court Press Radio and let Ryan know exactly how I feel.
Oh, well, I think Ryan kind of knows exactly how you feel.
What I'm referring to,
I know how you feel.
You're going to hear about because I'm going to definitely recap
it. Hungry?
I think you feel fat.
I do. Fat and hungry.
I do feel fat in 2015. I'm still fat in 2015. Even though I'm wearing a black shirt today, I'm still feel fat in 2015.
It's all right.
You ate your way into 2015, didn't you?
You literally
ate the whole 2014 calendar.
Yeah, I was looking for it. And I was like, where the hell did 2014 go? And then I burped and I'm like, there it was. There it is. It's over.
Burped right at midnight.
Yeah. I'm referring to the Full Court Press Radio Takeover show that happened last week right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Studio G.
That happened?
Yeah, it did. So you guys, yeah, you're right. It is your second show of 2015.
Yes.
But it's my original show of 2015. And with the takeover show from last week, Ryan Scott, we have a lot of new listeners. I saw a handful of new Facebook likes on the Facebook page, and I'm not going to credit that to the takeover show last week. Not going to happen.
But it was.
Okay, maybe. We have a few new listeners.
Got a younger crowd going.
A little. No, they're not. Yeah.
They're probably skinnier, too.
Women.
Oh, yeah, it must have been Ryan.
Because I did get a couple of tweets from some people that said that the Full Court Press holiday takeover, New Year's takeover show, was the straightest show that had ever been done on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Wow. Well, you know, I am straight when you're not here.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So it's me. It's about me.
Yeah, it's just something about you that does it for me.
I know. I'm just a lot of big, sexy chocolate.
I think it's your moobs.
My man boobs.
Yeah, remind me of real boobs.
No, the full. I'll say this. Here's my response to last week's takeover show. I might be a little jealous on how well it went.
I know you are.
Even though DT looked like a chocolate nugget on the Ustream camera.
Were you crying the whole time?
I was like, my baby looks so dark.
I am. You are not.
You are Mocha. For anybody that has met you, you are. Literally, your name. You are the color of your name.
I'm as black as coffee.
No. Well, then that coffee is the flavor of mocha. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. So I have a question. Is it caramel or caramel?
It's caramel.
It's caramel.
It's carmible.
You say potato.
I say potato.
I say french fries.
You say potato.
I say tomato.
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 Potato.
Potato.
Let's make
snuffleupagus
enough. So I was a little jealous at how well last week's show went to kick the new year off because, you know, besides the Ustream thing, and Ryan and D-Tay's chemistry is so much better than you and my chemistry. Now, I understand that you and Ryan have been friends a lot longer.
They used to clean each other's diapers.
They really have.
Yeah.
But I was a little bitter. I'm like, oh my God, they knew exactly when each other was going to stop talking. Every topic that Ryan brought up, DT was all in on. I'm like, I bring up stuff, and if you watch on Ustream, you know, DT is just staring at me like, what the hell can I say about him not being able to make his mortgage payment because I don't have a mortgage payment?
Better start going to QT, stall two, selling yourself favors.
I was
the sexual kind.
I was jealous of the chemistry between you two. I know it's there. It's there on Full Court Press. And it came over to Fat Guy Radio Show because the chemistry was so strong, Lip. Even you seem to be on the outside on some of the times. Or you may have been paying attention. I don't know, because Ryan never went to your shot on Ustream.
That's all right.
It's because Ryan didn't want to show Flip off.
It's a three-person show.
He didn't know. Well, not when Ryan came. It was a two-person show when Ryan came.
I don't know. I tell you
He told Flip before the show, hey, for this show, you're going to be producer.
Just producer.
Produce this show.
Not third mic.
That's why it sounded crisper than the normal shows.
Oh, that's messed up.
It's all right.
I tell you what. Okay, but don't worry about it, Lip, because it won't ever happen again. They were too good. What? I'm not going to let it happen again. I've taught you two too damn well. It's time for some sabotaging.
I think we fire him.
To get me.
Let's fire him.
Me back on top. Me. I don't want to share. I don't want to share the spotlight. I'm Corey Blaze, damn it. And you guys did too good of a job last week, and I am jealous, and I am bitter, and I don't like it. I'm Corey Blaze. I'm Corey Blaze, and DJ, you can't do this voice, because it's all about me. See, when I come into the studio, I want it all about me. You guys were too good last week.
How was my Corey Blaze impression last week?
It was really spot on. Again, another reason why you can't do it again. I have no job security here. They killed it. They killed it, Lip. Why didn't you sabotage them?
He tried. Did you not see the technical difficulties slide go up?
I saw every slide we possibly have on Ustream, because at one point, I believe Ryan was just going down the switcher.
He was just clicking buttons.
He was just clicking random buttons. And then some of those slides aren't even active. So the show would be playing and you'd be watching it. And then all of a sudden, hear anything. And then it'd be back. And then you would be, and then you'd hear the opening, reel. That's the show prep. You know, that's telling everybody, hey, the show's going to get started in the middle of the show, even though the show has already get started. I'm like, why am I hearing me tell me the show is going to get started when the show has already been started? It's been going for 35 minutes. And he was just clicking, but everything's in the row.
That's what I was trying to tell him. Like, hey, go down. But, you know, he doesn't listen to me.
He listens to you.
I'm black.
No, he listens to you. Everything was just on point last week, and I'm a little bitter about that. A little bitter, Lip. I don't expect that to happen anymore. I expected it to happen the same way it did when Jake took over. The Ustream cameras were all lopsided. The guest was not able to be heard, and Jake couldn't read one spot properly. That's what I had expected. I love you, Jake. He doesn't listen to the show. He punched out. Doesn't care.
How about that guy?
Mother effed me. It doesn't matter. Anyway, all seriousness.
Don't you get a lot of mother effed?
I do. I got a lot of mother effed. And,
I got mother G'd.
You got, what's Mother G'd?
Studio Go.
What? Mother Goose.
Oh!
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, that was... Lip actually hit me with a good funny. He did the womp, 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 but because it was Goose, he said, quack, quack, quack.
Oh, I get it.
It was actually pretty funny.
See, now look at the chemistry built between you two. Because you guys did one show alone. Now all of a sudden you guys are big. You guys are wiener bumpers now. Is that what's going on
actually,
now?
We went docking after the show.
Oh, God. Jesus. For those of you that don't know what it is, don't Google it.
And right after you Google that, go ahead and do yourself the biggest favor in the world and Google Blue Waffle.
No.
Blue Waffle. Docking.
No.
Flopping.
No, that's not right. Well, it's 2015, boys. You guys talked about it a little bit on last week, so I need you to just blow everything out of your mind.
Okay.
Because today we're literally going to take a backstroke in Lake Mead.
Okay.
Because my holiday vacation gave up. I think the whole next month is going to be recapping my holiday vacation because my family is a cartoon car full of clowns and baboons and crazy people. And I had an awkward exchange with my mother and it was very weird. I might be scarred for life. I might have to return to therapy. Mama Blaze came from the moment she came out of the gate. But 2015, of course, is the New Year's resolution. I have none. I ask myself this, and I'll pose this question to you too. Why does the new year have to be a reason to do something new or different? Wasn't January 1st, 2015 was no different than January 1st, 2014, other than the number went up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's right to use the new year to set goals. Set a goal anytime, any day of any year.
Well, I think, and this is just my personal opinion, like this is what I feel. I feel that people are stupid.
Yes.
Okay. They are. And this is what I mean. Like, yes, you should set goals anytime, any place. But like, really, it's December like 20th. And you're going to say, okay, starting from this day forward.
Right.
From right now, I'm making a change in my life. I'm going to, for the next year, I'm going to do this. So you're like, oh, wait, you know what? Let me wait until this year's almost over. Let me just wait until this year's over.
Yep.
Prep myself, you know, get that last cigarette in, like, before I buy my Halo Cigs e-liquid and whatnot.
Yes.
Like, or let me get that last, you know, free Willy Bang before I get my STDs check. Thing, you know, or let me just go back to the grocery store before I start shopping Amazon. Like,
yeah,
they just do all this different kind of stuff.
You look at yourself and then you see you have that man in the mirror moment.
Yes, exactly. So you give yourself a little timetable and then you're like, okay, January 1st, I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real
good. It's going to feel real good.
It's going to make a difference.
It's going to make a difference.
It's going to make things right. It's going to make it right.
You know?
So, you know, they just start off.
But yeah, look at this way. As when I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, the wind is blowing my mind.
The wind is blowing your mind? Oh, my gosh.
And but I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat.
Oh,
who am I to be blind?
You're not, you know?
Pretending not to see their needs. It's New Year.
God,
a mother's not the top and a runless soul. They follow each other on the wind. You know the words are here. Because they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know.
Better place, take a look at yourself and make the change.
Na 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 na. But you got a valid point.
So it's just the sense of the timetable. Like it just makes sense to like, okay. Now obviously if you have your epiphany of you want to make a change,
right.
And it's like May, you're gonna start it. You're not gonna wait the whole rest of the year. But like if most people like start like they in December they start contemplating, like, reflecting, like, oh, how was this past year? It sucked. What sucked about it? How can I change it? And then, like, well, you know what? Next year, I'm gonna finish this year out strong, and then next year, I'm gonna actually staple it in and make a definite change.
Why can't you have that epiphany in July?
You can, and you can start. A lot of people
that's
do.
That's what I don't get. Why can't
they
you have
do,
the
they do,
epiphany
but I'm
in July?
Saying, I'm saying, in December, you start reflecting.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start having, like, you judge your life on the past year. And then you're like, okay, well, let me see what I had, what was going on different. In July, you're like, you know what? I can still turn this year around. You're not thinking about the whole year yet because you're barely in the seventh month of the year.
But I'm always reflecting back on my life.
But not everyone is narcissistic like you.
I'm not narcissistic. That's narcissistic?
Yes, that's narcissism at its best.
That's not.
Yes.
I don't think so because...
Oh, I'm Corey Blaze. I'm going to make my life so better. I'm Corey Blaze. And you know what? I don't think I have enough Bentleys in my garage. How can I get me another Bentley? Oh, my butler didn't make my sandwich enough grape poop on. And I'm going to blaze in the pretty, 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 pretty.
he doesn't dip my sandwich.
That's in, a 40% right
He
there.
Doesn't dip my sandwich in Grey Poupon. He cuts the crust off.
He cuts the crust off and he does. And he didn't refill my gallon of Pete.
I'm not giving you the music. I'm not giving you the music for that.
I need more gallon of Pete secret sauce. It cost me $20. But it's okay because I have my own gallon that is dipped in solid titanium gold. And it'll never go on in the beginning.
You may now go now.
What?
You may now go.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not the right one. You're thinking of Southwest. You're now freedom, no longer.
Oh, he's thinking of the what did you say? You may go.
Yeah, he said you may go.
You're now free to move around the country. Is that what you were thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking. Came out my mouth.
Next thing I know, I couldn't put them back in.
I couldn't put them back in.
I was at the point of no return. It was like,
they touched the tongue, and that was it.
You can now suck toes. Where did that come from? The more you know. Wait, whoa, what are you talking about? That's not the right one.
New Year's tangent. New Year's. I don't get the resolution idea. I don't think that it takes a new year to like start something anew. It's just another day.
It doesn't. Like, I get what you're saying. It doesn't take, you don't have to wait for the new year to start something new.
Right.
But a lot of people do, they're reflecting in December. That's what I'm saying. Like, not everyone is like you or like me, because I make goals year around.
Yeah.
So like, I'll be like, oh, today I want to start reading more books. I started doing that in October, the year that Ender's Game started. Yeah. I didn't wait until the New Year's to start doing it.
Yeah. I get down on people that are, you know, New Year's resolution, blah, blah, blah. You know, but I may or may not have set a New Year's resolution though.
I think you might have.
I think I did.
What is your New Year's resolution? Because you have that New Year's resolution face.
What's a New Year's resolution face?
It's that face of like constipated and hungry.
I know I'm slamming New Year's resolutions, but this isn't something that I think will change me. So it may not classify as a New Year's resolution per se.
Almost.
It may not classify, and we're not going to explain what that was. You should be watching us live. I don't think it classifies as a New Year's resolution, but because it won't affect me, or it won't change me as a person, and it won't make the world a better place. I think in 2015, I want to accomplish one thing. I want to read a book from cover to cover.
Do it.
I am not a reader. I have read books from cover to cover. Don't get me wrong. I've read technical books. I've read business books. I read magazines like crazy. I have a subscription to all kinds of magazines through Amazon magazines. I get tons of magazines at home. I read those, but they're all about industry stuff, radio stuff, podcast stuff, small business stuff. I stay in tune with all that. But like reading a book, and I think I had this conversation with Ryan. I'm like, I came by the studio on Tuesday. You guys did your show on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I came by the show on Tuesday. I was running a little late, and I mentioned this to Ryan, and Ryan was kind of like probing me for like, well, what are you interested in? What do you like? I don't know. What kind of movies do I go to? I go to all kinds of movies. I go to action movies. I go to comedy movies. I go to love movies. I do it all.
I think you would like dystopian fiction. Like, movies.
What? I can't even say that.
Dystopian? It's like, instead of a dystopian. You heard of Utopia, right? Like a perfect society?
Yes, I'm in Utopia when I'm with you, DT.
Oh. Well, I'm in dystopia when it's just me and Philippians.
Now I get it. I do get it, and I know we're up on a break, but I am in Utopia, or what is it? What's the word? Dystopia?
The flim de flare.
What is it? The flopla?
The dis flim flipadera.
How do you say it again? What is it?
Bleep bloop.
How do you say it?
Bleep 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 bleep.
How do you say it again?
Dystopian.
Dystopian.
Say this.
This week on Fat Girl Radio Show.
It's this. Toe.
This toe.
I'm peeing. This toe peeing.
Please don't pee. Please don't pee.
Well, luckily I'm wearing my adult diaper, so I'm actually peeing on the...
Uh-oh.
I just dropped the deuce.
Oh, I can smell it, man. I can smell it.
It's all the coffee. I got the coffee squirts. I'm sorry.
Well, we got to go to break right here. I know we're up on a break.
Okay, cool. I can change my diaper.
Yeah, you can change your diaper. And I'm glad you mentioned, you know, peeing on yourself because I may or may not have done that during my vacation. We'll be back on Fat Guy Radio. And my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just want to be alone. All right, stop jamming out, you rubes, and bring me back from break. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, and this segment is brought to you by...
You know all about it. They're my favorite electronic cigarette. That's right. I'm talking about Halo 6. Halo 6, the premium electronic cigarette. I use them, and you should, too. I own the Emerald Green G6 model, and my favorite American-made e-liquid flavor is Sub-Zero. Get away from those traditional tobacco products. You can barely use those things on Earth anymore with all the smoking bans popping up everywhere. You want to know what's not banned everywhere? Halo 6 electronic cigarettes. Get your starter kit today at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6, or click the banner on our website. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that. How lazy is that? You guys got to do it last week, so I'm using my own spots.
All right.
Yeah, that's all right.
They sound amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sound high quality.
I know. I sound pretty good. Go ahead and drop that bed off the cliff. I got something really important to do. I know I'm going to get to the fact that I peed, but I honestly have to do this for the
Everybody pees.
I know. For the first time in 2015, it has to happen, and I need focus, concentration. I need everybody, wherever you're listening to this show right now, to stop what you're doing. If you're railing out your wife or something like that, I need you to stop what you're doing right now, because this is the reason why we came in today. This is why we do this. Listen to me and listen to me good. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body. My body's telling me yes.
So I may or may not have peed on myself.
What?
Okay, let me tell you. I'm getting older, DT. I'm getting old. my body can't hold it like it used to.
So your balls are about an inch lower than they used to be?
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say this, but you know what? That's what we do on Fat Guy Radio Show. We keeping it real, right, listener K? We keeping it real.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm driving. I'm running errands. Because on my vacation, I didn't leave town. I didn't go anywhere. I was here in my home for the entire 2 weeks I was on vacation. But I'm out. I'm running errands. And I'm feeling the urge that, you know, I got to go right now. I got to go right now. I was feeling that the whole time, and I'm like, okay, that's one QT. Drive right by. I'm a big boy. I'm fine. Driving, you know, the urge is coming on a little bit more. You know, there's a Walgreens. I get out. I stop. I go into Walgreens. They have a bathroom. Mother F that bathroom. Kept on going, you know, and I'm driving. So I'm heading up the road to get to my house, and there's one more turn onto the avenue to get up to my house. And as soon as I turn onto that, my bladder said, "You are out of your mind. I have to release." So I am literally, and this is going to be for you, Stream. I am literally driving in the car,
doing
like this little wiggle right here, because I'm trying. You know how if you have to use the restroom,
yeah.
If you move, it lessens the sensation.
Yes.
So what car are you in?
I was in my SUV.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't in the new whip. I was in my SUV, which have waterproof seats, which I proved, allegedly. So I'm in the car, and I'm gripping the wheel, and I'm, like, squeezing my legs together like a little five-year-old girl that runs out of church holding herself. And I'm squeezing my legs together, trying to pinch what little stuff I got. I almost did it again. What little stuff I got, and I'm rioting up on. I mean, thank God I have tinted windows, because if anybody would have seen what was going on in that car, there would have been some. There would have been some calls made to 911 that some dude is having an epileptic seizure while driving this big huge SUV down Glendale. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make it. I'm fine. I'm gonna make it. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be okay.
Oh, no,
I'm turning the radio off so I can really concentrate on keeping my bladder closed. So now it's silent and I'm driving and I floor it. As soon as I get to the main drag to get to my house, I floor it. That street is 40 miles per hour. I think I got up to maybe 80.
Wow.
Because it was that much of a pressure that was building. Soon as I turned on the block, my bladder said, "That's it. I can't do it anymore." And then every muscle in my body just released and I soiled myself because I am a grown ass man that drove by at least 5 bathrooms and didn't stop because I thought I'm a big boy now.
Well, when I was in
ended up coming home, had to throw the shorts away.
Throw them away.
What am I going to do? Clean them? They're going to sit in the dirty clothes hamper for another 2 days before I do laundry, just fermenting. Is that a word?
Fermenting.
Hand washed.
Just,
I know. Throw them in a bowl.
I don't want to touch that mess.
It's all over you anyways.
I know. Oh, so man. I came to the house. And then, you know, when it really, it unleashed in the car. So I get out and I pull up to the garage. I hit the garage. My garage door, I thought, was really quick. But when you are sitting in there peeing on yourself, I swear it started to go back down. It started to go slower going up. Man. Like it's normally like, and it's up, you know, in 8 seconds. I swear it took 3 days for that garage door to go up because I'm standing in front of it like, oh, God, I'm peeing on myself. That's what I'm saying to myself. Oh, God, I am peeing.
Wow.
I am peeing on myself right now. I am a 30-something-year-old man standing in front of his house that he pays a mortgage payment on, just got out of a car that I have paid off and sacrificed and about to walk by a brand-new car that I am paying on, and I am standing here peeing on myself. I am literally, there is a warm sensation in my pants that is filtering through my underwear and into my jeans. Wow. And I am standing, there is now a puddle at my feet and I am standing here. And why is this garage door taking so damn long to go up? I am peeing on myself.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's what that stain is about.
Oh, yeah, man. Just, I blamed it on one of the cats.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
I literally I couldn't hold it anymore.
Well,
jeez.
Word to the wise.
And I think the truck was still running, too. I just threw it in park and jumped out of it.
Oh,
hit the garage. Oh, and by the way, let me also say all the odds were against me. Because normally I can hit my garage door clicker halfway up the block and the garage door will open. No, the garage door didn't decide to respond until I'm right in front of it.
Wow.
I pull up right in front of it and the garage door is like, oh, you sent me a signal. Okay, I'll open. I swear it was going in slow motion. While I'm not dancing anymore. I'm just standing there, literally saying out of my mouth, vocally, I am peeing on myself.
Oh, you guys made me pee.
I'm peeing on myself. Happy New Year, everybody.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Oh,
that sucks. I had a similar experience, though, but it wasn't like outside and like mine. I couldn't really control. I had, like, a lot to drink, like, before I went to bed one time.
That'll do it.
Well, not, like, alcoholic drinks, like, just, like, water and stuff.
Okay. Because
I was still in, like, grade school.
Oh, like, yeah, you weren't an adult like I was. You weren't a 30-year-old man.
No, but I was, like, in junior high, so somewhere, like, 6, 7, 8. I forgot when
that
it was.
That doesn't count.
Well, it's pretty bad because I'm sitting there sleeping, and in my dream, I went to the toilet.
Oh,
and like, I had a dream that
Lip,
I was.
You look at the look on his face. You have that happen to you.
Yeah, it sucks. Never, whenever you're in a dreamland, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever in dreamland and there is a toilet, don't use it. Don't use the dream toilet. All right? You lose the dream toilet, you soil your bed. All right? Every time.
Dream toilet.
Don't use the dream toilet.
It's horrible.
And because that your subconscious is so strong. When you release in the dream,
it says, "Oh, you're going to release in real life."
Yeah, your muscles say, "Oh, yeah," and then you have this semi-conscious sensation of releasing, and then your conscious sensation of releasing at the same time.
Yeah,
and then you never wake up in the middle of it. You wake up when it's done.
Right after it's done.
And then you look down like I normally say and say, I'm peeing on myself.
Oh, man. I peed my bed.
Oh, what do I do with my hands?
I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't want to put them in the puddle.
Yeah, stay away from the dream toilet, ladies and gentlemen. Here on Fat Guy Radio Show, we're putting things together. Stay away from the dream toilet. I don't know what I have. I'm sorry. That's not right. I was trying to set up for the next thing. But yes, I own it. I'm a 30-something-year-old man, and on my vacation, I soiled myself.
That is hilarious.
You know what? I'm just old. So now, as soon as I get the sensation, I'm gone. I'm going.
Because I don't got to go right now.
I got to go. I got to go. Got to go right now.
You can either do that, or you can just become a permanent investor into Depends and... then you can go any time of the day.
That's true. But you know what? In order for me to become that investor, I have to look at some things. So it kind of depends. All right, folks, it's the segment that's sweeping the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT. Take it away.
Oh, what is that? I see a Tiny Tim.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
Oh, yeah.
calm down. I'll get to it.
Quiet, everyone.
All right. The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out.
That's me.
January 6th, 2015, at 11:07 a.m. Yes, we're getting very, like... right to the point.
Yeah.
Right to the T.
Yeah. Right to the T, the minute.
Reality. Period.
Period.
I need a vacation from my vacation. Period. LOL. What were you tweeting? What the hell were you tweeting?
Well, you know, when you go on vacation, you get back and you're tired.
Yeah.
You kind of need a vacation from a vacation. That's all I was saying. A lot of stuff going on my vacation.
I'm confused because when I'm on my vacation, I'm like, man, I don't want this ever to end.
Right, but I did a lot of stuff on my vacation, so I wanted my vacation to... I needed a vacation from my vacation because I needed a vacation. I mean, I had one day I had to drive Little Fella and Sydney to here to the studio because they did a special Little Fella radio show. I had a lot of stuff going on.
You're a father.
I'm a mother father.
You're a mother father.
I am a mother father father face.
You are the fatherest father face I've ever seen.
We forget that I have kids with so much love that I throw you.
Exactly.
Thank God they don't listen to this show.
I know.
I would have some really, really strange talks like I did with my mom during my Christmas vacation.
Very.
Okay. I want to hear that now. What did you, Mama Blaze, talk about?
Christmas, if I can recap this, and I know we're up on a break, so I'll kind of run through a couple of these bullet points a little quickly. On my Christmas vacation... I needed to get a haircut because I knew my family. It was very well documented that my family was coming over to my house.
Yeah.
I was hosting Christmas at Casa La Blaze.
Mansion La Blaze.
Mansion La Blaze. Actually, it's the mansion that's behind the real mansion. That's actually the servants' quarters. That is Casa La Blaze. But if you see it from the street, it looks like I live there. But I really drive into the back and go in through the servants' entrance.
Yeah.
I was hosting Christmas at my house. Thank you, Lip. I was hosting Christmas at my house. So I knew there was going to be pictures being taken, and my sisters are going to have their cameras, and the baby's going to be running around, all this other stuff. So I decided I need to go get a haircut. Well, my dumb ass waited to the last minute to go get a haircut. And at my barbershop, I go, there are two barbers in my barbershop. And my barber has banned me from ever mentioning his barbershop's name because he's very good at what he does. Yeah. He makes me look right, tight, and out of sight every time I go. But I waited to the last minute, and so did eight other people. And my barber per cut is anywhere between 40 and 50 minutes per cut.
Yeah.
He's slow because he's good. I get there, there's eight other mofos sitting there. That would have been an entire day sitting there at his barbershop. Well, he has another barber that's there that cuts hair as well, okay. But he doesn't do as well as a job as my barber does.
Okay.
But I didn't wait. I couldn't wait, and I looked like a wildebeest. So I went to him, I sucked it down, I was impatient, I walked up to him, and I said, can you get me? Because there's eight people, this is how, I mean, I'm not down in his skills, but there's eight people sitting there waiting for my barber, and he is sitting there in his chair doing nothing. Wow. That's a level of his skill set, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody's saying. I'm going to sit here and invest. And I have done it in the past where I have invested an entire day. I've taken my laptop down to my barbershop, sat there, because if he's got more than three heads waiting, it's going to be that's a full day.
Yeah.
It's a full day sitting there at the barbershop. So I'm like, okay, I can't wait. I go over to the other barber. I got in this chair. Same price. The price ain't different. Yeah. And he just lopsided, cutting me all up wrong. Fade wasn't a fade. It was higher on one side, lower than the other. I'm wearing a hat today. I'm not taking it off. It's all uneven. He literally took my hair, fluffed it all up, and cut it into a kid and play flat top.
Nice.
And the fade was all unfaded, improperly. Then he went in. I had a signature gray hair in my beard. That mofo cut it off.
Wow.
And I was sitting there laying in the chair when he was shaving me, and I felt him kind of pick through the hair. I thought he was just smoothing down my beard, but he was picking out that one gray hair and snipped it off. And in my mind, I say this, I know this, some of my bitch did not just do this. And he sure did. So I had a lopsided haircut for Christmas. And then, so I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll wear a hat at Christmas. Family comes over, it's Christmas Day. Mom walks in. I cooked all the food. I'll talk about the recipes that I did. Hopefully I'll get to it. Mom walks in. I'm in the kitchen. I'm busting my ass. I started cooking 9 o'clock the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And the turkey didn't come out the oven until about noon. And the family arrived at 3:30 for Christmas dinner. Mom comes in. She's like, oh, son, it smells real good in the house. Oh, my gosh, it just smells absolutely amazing in here. I'm thinking about going manhunting. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. What? You thinking about doing what? I'm thinking about going on a manhunt. I need to find me a man.
Well, you know, I'm single.
Shut up, DT. No.
What?
How dare you?
I could be your stepfather.
I will stab you. I do not want to sleep with my stepfather. Actually, I've seen movies that start off like that. What?
Foreign films?
Yeah, foreign films.
We can make a foreign film called like Taboo 152.
Yeah. Mom, you sleep?
Yeah.
Stepdad, you sleep?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Not no more. That's not right, DT. No, that's my mom. So my mom comes in and she immediately starts talking about going on a manhunt. What I think what kind of prompted this, and mom, if you're listening, earmuffs, what I think prompted this is that she knew that dad was showing up at Christmas dinner
with his
new girlfriend, Miss Margie. So I think it got mom's motor running, but why did she feel that it was appropriate to have that conversation with me?
Because you're a man.
I don't want to talk to my mom about manhunting. That's not appropriate. You would feel comfortable with your mom talking about, hey, I'm thinking about going out and finding me a man. That's basically that's the equivalent of her saying, well, I'm going to have sex.
I
don't want to think of my parents about having sex.
No, I feel you, but like I'm completely comfortable with it now because
no I'm out.
I'm, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'm out.
Because my relationship with my mother is way different than your relationship with your mother. When I was growing up, my mother and my father were divorced, and my dad had custody of the kids, and we saw my mom like every other weekend.
Yeah.
And my mom, when she had us on her weekend, would like get a babysitter, and I would see my mom probably the Sunday before I left to go back home with my dad because she was at the club the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
So okay. I knew she was clubbing the whole time.
You have a different relationship. My mother is pretty much page 496 of the Holy Bible. I do not want to hear about her wanting to go out and manhunt. I don't understand that. And another thing my family did, just mother F'd me on all the leftovers. They're like, oh, Corey's a single guy. If we leave all this food here, then he's just going to go bad. So they just mother effed me on all the leftovers. Everybody took everything. But there was one good thing that came out of Christmas. You know when you're the single guy at Christmas?
Yeah.
And you got an older lady, like my dad's girlfriend. She's an older lady. She's a little longer in the tooth.
Oh, okay.
They clean up for you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Miss Margie just had a field day in the kitchen. She's like, well, y'all sit here and play apples to apples. Yes, we played apples to apples.
I love that game.
I hate that game.
Why?
Because it's Cards Against Humanity.
For kids.
No, I'm not a kid. There was only one. My niece was my only 2-year-old niece was the only kid that was there. Couldn't we play Cards Against Humanity?
I think Apples to Apples came out before Cards Against Humanity.
So. Okay, well, Cards Against Humanity must have made apples to apples better. I wanted to play Cards Against Humanity, not apples to apples. My niece was the only person that was there that was 2 years old. She wasn't paying attention to the game. She was too busy over there playing in the fake snow in the Christmas city. Under there, it was like a hurricane baby girl came right through the Christmas city under my tree.
That's, her boobs.
It
was her baby.
Baby.
On Christmas Eve, I played apples to apples with my friend's family.
You were alone. You said you were going to be alone for Christmas.
I was alone for Christmas. I said Christmas Eve.
All right.
Well, actually, I wasn't alone for Christmas for the last 2 hours of Christmas. What?
Whoa. Let's take a break. We get back. We were going to talk about the music winners and losers of 2014, but we might have to dive into the. No, we're not going to dive into this because it's going to piss me off. Because I extend. We'll be back on Fat Guy Radio Show. There's about to be some. Stick around, people! Because I want it all.
Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. And now here's Corey to tell us about this segment's sponsor, STDCheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDCheck.com? STDCheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing, 5-minute testing, and get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved, same-day testing also available, and they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously, get tested. If you don't know, find out. STDCheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDCheck. Don't wait. The life you save may very well be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status. Get tested. Click the banner on our website today. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that.
Man, Lip, you are on point today with these break songs. Like, come on, The Killers? Huh. Oh, man, this Mr. Brightside is one of my favorite songs.
You're not going to get away from the fact that you weren't alone for Christmas.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, this song is so amazing. Oh, man.
Very quickly, why weren't you alone? What the hell happened for Christmas? Because I want to get into The Luckiest Man Alive and Justin Bieber's Bulge.
Okay.
Really? Bieber?
Yes, Bieber. We're going
very,
Bieber.
Very quickly.
Yes, very quickly. Why do I feel that I'm going to get pissed off now?
Okay, so.
I'm going to get angry.
My friend wanted me to go Christmas shopping with him.
Sex of the friend, please. Male or female?
My friend, Stefan.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask a name. I asked if it's male or female. Okay.
My homie Stefan.
Balls.
Balls, but
yeah, that's how I read that. Okay. You were with
Stefan Balls.
Stefan Balls.
my homie Stefan Balls.
Stefan Balls. What's up, Stefan Balls? How's that?
He asked me to go Christmas shopping with him.
Okay.
On Christmas Eve.
Okay, Christmas Eve.
So we went and got some last minute gifts on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And I ended up spending Christmas Eve with them, and then he dropped me off at like 12 in the morning. So I actually spent a little bit of Christmas with them.
Okay.
And then went home and I went to sleep. And then I woke up. And I was spent all Christmas Day by myself until about like 4 o'clock with my friend.
Male? Oh, shoot. Hold on. Male or female? Male or female?
Female. She hit me up. She's like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like.
Now, when was this Christmas night?
No, this is Christmas afternoon. It was 4 o'clock.
Christmas afternoon. Before Philippius, I was serving dinner. Because I didn't serve. 4 o'clock, you said?
4 o'clock.
Okay, I had served dinner at 3:30. I thought you were a little earlier than that. Okay, continue on.
So 4 o'clock, she hits me up. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I said, nothing. I'm just chilling at home. She said, what do you do all day? And I was like, I just been at home by myself all day because my parents are out of town in Vegas. She's like, oh, well, my mom is making dinner. Do you want to come over and have dinner? And I was like, sure. So she came, picked me up. We ate dinner. And then we went to go see a movie, but there was like so many people in line for the movie that.
Yeah, because everybody that life sucks goes to a movie on Christmas.
They went back to the car.
So instead, we went to my house to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
So we ended up watching a movie. Oh. We ended up watching a movie on Netflix, The Burbs.
Can you see? Can you see? You remember that? My headphones are on because there is steam building. There is a choo-choo train.
I fell asleep during the movie, and she said.
Hold on a minute. You detain mother after?
Yeah, I fell asleep during the movie, so she was like, okay.
You are narcoleptic, man.
I'm gonna go home now, so I was like, okay. So she left, and then I finished watching the movie, and then I went to sleep. Nothing happened.
You are narcoleptic, bro.
I'm not narcoleptic.
You are narcoleptic. We've never talked about this. Originally, it was just your cute little detain naps. You know, you'd fall asleep on the studio floor sometimes after a show, and it was all cute. We'd step over you, we'd poke you in your butt, all that fun stuff. But now, you will detain. If we turn the lights off in here, you probably detain nap right now. So we switched from calling it detain nap to detain mother effing because you are mother effing everybody that you just. You're like, you'd be sitting there having a conversation with detain. You're like, yeah, uh huh. We needed to shoot some test promo shots for a couple of things that are coming up on the network on Tuesday. So Rex met me at the studio. We set up all the photo equipment and stuff. D-Tay and Ryan, I needed to use them because D-Tay's mocha. I'm chocolate. Ryan's transparent.
He's ghost. He's Casper-like.
So he's Casper. So we needed to calibrate this camera. I get Ryan up there. D-Tay went up there first. It was fine. We were in a little break area. There's a little couch there. D-Tay gets up there, poses a couple of times, wouldn't take his clothes off because it was too cold. I understand. Then he goes and lays down on the little raggedy couch. Ryan gets up there. We snap literally two frames of Ryan and turn around, and he has D-Tayed mother effed us. He's out.
Wow.
Out.
I was tired.
So you fell asleep on your Christmas nookie.
I guess so. No, actually.
But I'm okay with that.
She wasn't going to give me any.
Yeah. Well,
me and her have been friends for like over like 7 years.
It wasn't.
And like in the beginning, like I was trying to get with her. But like now we're at a point where like we both know it's never going to happen because she's not interested in me.
You're too far into the friend zone.
I'm like. I've built a whole Corey Blaze sized mansion in the friend zone. Like,
you did set up shop. Not going there again.
But I'm so.
But you detail mother after, bro.
I'm mayor of friend zone in her case.
You are like, mayor of friend zone. You have checked in on what is it? Foursquare in her friend zone.
Yeah, like I am citizen zero in her friend zone.
Yeah, you have a social security number in her friend zone.
I am like the I'm so deep in her friend zone, like if I scream, like my sound would not escape the black hole, which is her friend zone.
Which is her friend zone. You know who's out of my friend zone?
Who?
Philippius, because he mother effed me on Christmas tamales.
Oh, yes. You're supposed to give me tamales too.
You don't like pork.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. You ain't got no beef ones?
No,
no, they never make beef because beef
is
guys, expensive.
You guys are just like racist. All right, I swear.
Enough sure about
are.
You. We're doing a backstroke in Lake Mead. Me, Philippius. Oh, of course, we got to go to break.
Sure do.
All right, let's take this last little break. When we get back, I found the luckiest man alive and Justin Bieber's bulge. We're going to end the show on Justin Bieber's package.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back on Fat Guy Radio. Folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, and here's the greatest internet radio host on the planet to tell you about our sponsor for this segment, the Stitcher Radio app. Free to download, available for iOS, Androids, or any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one, or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is available in some of the latest cars. Get it, sign up, and in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio. fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at. Have you seen the Justin Bieber Calvin Klein ad?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen the picture?
Let me see. I'm about to look it up.
No, we're going to flash it up for those of you that are watching us on Ustream. The Justin Bieber Calvin Klein underwear ad.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. The DJ just laid eyes on it for the first time.
He has
time.
A cup on?
Okay,
is that an eggplant in his fence?
Now, I understand that Justin Bieber is a good-looking dude. We posted up on Facebook this picture, and we had people chime in. And a lot of people are like, I'm over it. He's a good-looking guy, but I'm over it. I'm over it. People were thinking, because he had kind of tweeted out a fact that, you know, he's got some big news and whatnot that's coming out. And people thought it was maybe going to be a new album or something like that. But no, it was this Calvin Klein ad. Him playing the drums in one. He's on it with, I don't know what that model's name is or whatnot. But I saw the picture. No one really had a lot to say about it. I mean, I think that listener K was like, you know, he's good looking, but I'm over it. I'm so over it or something like that is what she tweeted out to me. So I looked at it and he's a good looking guy. He's not a kid anymore. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But you know, Mark Wahlberg and who was the other guy that did the Calvin Klein ad? Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas more recently than Mark Wahlberg did a Calvin Klein, My Calvin's ad. And is it weird that I looked at all three of them collectively.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg grabbed himself in the underwear. Nick Jonas grabbed himself in the underwear. Justin hasn't, but his underwear looks too perfectly rounded in that area. So it kind of makes me think that was there some padding used in that Calvin Klein picture?
It might have been.
Because the actual motion picture promo that he recorded, he was in the Calvin, you saw the Calvin underwear band and he was in jeans. There was no underwear play in any of the videos that I saw.
Oh.
Might be a little padded. Is Justin Bieber's Bieber not good enough to go in the picture?
I probably because he did a video with Nicki Minaj, and in that video, it was when he was younger, but like he did this little scene where he like poked her in the butt and she's like he talked about, I think it was like Ellen DeGeneres. She was on a show or something like that. She was on some talk show talking about that video with Justin Bieber. And she made reference to him having a smaller Bieber.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like there's a, can you say padding? I don't know. Justin,
But why are we talking about padding and stuff? Have you seen that video? I know it's not on the notes, and I know like I ain't giving you any time to check it out. But
and it's at the end of the show. Then he comes up with ideas.
But have you seen that new Shia LaBeouf video with this like 12-year-old girl? Is this song by Shia, S-I-A, called Electric Hearts, and it's the same girl that danced in the song Chandelier.
Not familiar.
You're gonna have to look it.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
And like, there's like, people are saying it's on the edge of pedophilia because
it's a young girl.
It's a 12-year-old girl and Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. They're in a cage together dancing, and she's dressing like this nude colored leotard, and he has like these nude colored like boxer briefs on, and that's all he has on. And then they're like dancing wildly together. They're crawling on the ground together. He's holding her on his shoulders.
Is he not the weirdest guy on the planet now?
Kind of, but like actually, I thought the video was pretty good. I don't think it was pedophilia.
I'm gonna have to
look it up. Like we're gonna have to put it up on Facebook or something.
Okay,
and have like them chime in on that because it was very interesting.
Yeah,
and it's a good song though.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I've also found the luckiest man in 2015 already.
Me.
Well,
I could see you every day.
Yes, other than you. But we know Sofia Vergara.
Oh, the girl
smoking
from
Smoking Hot.
She's from like, what is it, Broken Family or something?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
I love her accent, even though I can never understand what she's saying.
Sofia Vergara. Love her to death. Well, the world's luckiest man. Does this name sound familiar? Joe Manganiello.
No.
J or G?
G.
You said J.
I'm sorry. G. The luckiest man on the planet. You know why?
Why? He's with her.
He's marrying Sofia Vergara. Now,
Is that the guy that played like, he plays like the,
He's been in movies. He's got an IMDb.
I think he's like one of the. He plays like a werewolf in True Blood. He was a werewolf.
Was he?
I think he was one of the. Werewolves
I have
in
never
True
heard
Blood.
Of him other than the fact that when I learned that Sofia Vergara was going to give it up to him and nobody else.
Yeah, that looks like the dude that plays one of the.
That dude
werewolves.
Is dreamy, and Sofia Vergara is dreamy. They're gonna be some pretty babies.
I don't know. That's not always true because some dreamy people. Two dreaming people don't always...
They get the little fugly baby where they show you the baby. They're like, that baby got some cute shoes. Like,
oh, man, look at that baby's head.
Oh.
He must have went to the right barber.
Did you buy that? Where'd you get that shirt from? That's a pretty little shirt on that baby.
That is a nice stroller. Yep. Where did you get that stroller?
Look at your baby's fingers are so long.
Oh, my goodness. Look at his padding.
Oh, my God. You know, the blanket that your baby is wrapped in is just absolutely adorable.
Is that a Gucci diaper?
It gotta be a Gucci diaper.
It has to be a Gucci diaper.
Yeah, because we're paying attention to all of those other things about
your
baby.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you get your necklace? Oh, yeah. Babies look nice, okay. Oh, but your necklace, oh, my gosh.
And I'm not just making reference to everything about around your baby because your baby is ugly as hell. They better not have an ugly baby. That's one good-looking dude. If he has an ugly baby with Sofia Vergara, he can try again with me. What?
What?
Happy New Year, everybody! Fat Guy Radio Show. Man, you guys suck.
You suck.
You guys suck. Energy all dead. DT, you know what I said I was going to do to you if the energy went dead.
My energy was nice.
Your energy was not nice!
I've been live all show. I am live all show!
I bored you with my Christmas story. When I regaled you with my Christmas story, you went nighty-night. You didn't ask one question. You didn't respond. You didn't react.
I was
react.
Trying to ask questions. You were talking the whole time. I mean,
you got
to
get in there. You got to get in there. Get in the game.
We were backstroking on the back hair that is your Lake Me.
We were backstroking in Lake Me. You're absolutely right. We were backstroking in Lake Me. But if we've learned anything in this first show of 2015, don't use the dream toilet.
Don't use the dream toilet. And if your garage takes 45 years to go up, just pee in your pants. No one's going to know. You're in your car.
I'm peeing on myself.
You can buy them on Amazon.
I'm peeing on myself. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. The new year brings out the new you, like Corey said at the beginning of the show. Start the new year at Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it for all your online shopping needs. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info at Fat Guy. Oh, nope. Sorry. See, I was trying to do a funny voice and I screwed it up. I mother effed myself. For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info at bdbradionetwork.com. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Facebook, a Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show or subscribe to us on iTunes and catch the live video replay on our exclusive video page. Way to go, Lip. Wait, I had to get in there.
He wasn't in there. I saw.
Vimeo.
You literally saw the V of Vimeo going through his brain. And then it was halfway through his brain before the other side of his brain said, Mio Bay.
Well, at least he got in there.
I sat here and watched it. Damn it, I wish the Ustream cameras were on. Lip, no. Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For Philippia said, D-Tay, I'm Corey Blaze, saying skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so it's not reminding us.
Keep reminding them.
Screw you. Oh, by the way, real quick, there is some big news and big, big, big news coming up for Fat Guy Radio Show. You are not going to want to miss one show in January. Big, big, epic news. I meant to plug that at the beginning of the show. Did I? I did.
I think you did.
I think I did. The big news.
The news is going to be bigger than Justin Bieber's bulge.
It's going to be bigger than me. That's how big Ed Justin Bieber's bulge. All right, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Dream toilet.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander. There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, yeah, we need to buy it though.